It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us, live and local now. Good to have you with us on this. This is a Thursday. Now, normally in this time slot, Wayne Allen Root is with us, but he's got a doctor's appointment today. So he said, can we do it later in the week? We're going to do it later in the week. I think he's on Friday. So I'm really looking forward to that. Today, there are 3,400 Nevadans who are caught up in this government shutdown. They're federal employees who will not receive a paycheck Jan 11. They were paid at the end of December. So it's not like, you know, their family's going without meals or anything like that. And this being the only statewide call-in show, the local show, so to speak, that is statewide, I want to see if we can reach out to these 3,400 people spread all across the state and find out what kind of a hardship is this, or is it a hardship, or is it just a two-week paid vacation? Because Congress will, as they have always done, restore the back pay to anybody caught up in this kind of a government shutdown. So what I'm going to do, I've only got a couple of lines open. I've got other stuff that we're going to attend to here in the next couple of minutes. But if you are a federal government worker and you are furloughed, I want to hear from you. If you have a friend who is a furloughed worker, call them. Give them this phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin. Let's go to Will in Las Vegas. Will, you're up. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you. Well, Kevin, I'd like to make a suggestion for your show, if I might, with all due respect. I really think we need to start talking about problem resolution ideas. We continue to chase the symptom. In other words, they make this symptom so they can all get recognition and publicity and fame and fortune and all that crap, that glow stuff. But the truth is we need to start buckling down and have hard moments about what we're going to do. For example, all public employees need to be term limited. Now, here's what I mean by that. I mean that we're going to pay you a flat wage. We're not going to give you money for an investment plan. I'm not paying your retirement. I'm not babysitting your kids. Well, if that's the case, what is government? What is essential services? How do we handle this? We have to start focusing on the source of the problem as opposed to symptom after symptom after symptom. It just becomes an in-the-barrel discussion when you see that kind of a symptomatic
discussion.
Hey, but
Will, quick question, though. How do we make that determination? Now, the government does it now. There are essential workers who are still on the job. Some are working for no pay. Some will get paid. All of them will get paid. How do we, and then the rest of them are non-essential, so they stay home. Do we bring them back?
Go ahead.
Do we bring them back? If they're non-essential.
Well, you still are? Kevin?
Yeah. So what do we do with them? Do we keep, hey, don't come back. You're non-essential. We don't need you.
Well, now that's a good question. It's complex. It's troublesome. And for men like you to beg that question in an open air public arena like this is perfect. That's what we need, because I'm not sure I have all the answers, but I can tell you this: if we don't come together now, that fraying is going to go into a large rip or tear. And the point is, there are people like you who have a show with a 3-hour block of time. What you're doing now is what America is made of. You're allowing us to express an opinion to participate on a limited time on complex, systemic, unprecedented problems. These are difficult moments, but if we don't start addressing, let me give you an example. I think marriage should be a 3-year license that expires automatically without both signatures. And whatever you brought to that table, if you don't resign that, you just divide your things. We need to get the public out of marriage business, the divorce and all that stuff. The next thing is, if you're going to have a child, you're going to have to be able to show that you held a 3-year successful marriage, and I want to see a contract, 20-page contract of terms and conditions with that young male. These young males are being titillated into a relationship for the impregnation of a female, and I'm turning around that child without that child having a family and a father and some type of moral foundation. I end up for the next 20 years paying for that child or being injured by it. We're going to have to address critical issues which are perturbing or subsurface to what we're dealing with.
Well, hey, Will, I got to cut you off there because I've got a bunch of other callers I got to get to. Your point is well taken, but government is involved in marriage. Why? Simply, at least my view is, because there are two ways you can be involved in marriage. There is religious marriage, and then there is civil marriage. A justice of the peace, a mayor, a judge, any of the an elevator operator or a captain of a ship can perform civil marriages. Now, the question is, do we want to get them out of the business? I mean, I don't know why we would want to get them out of the business. Because if not in a religious setting, somebody has to officiate over a wedding, I would think. Now, if somebody can bring me another reason, a good reason why we, cut officiants out of marriages, I'll listen. Nah, I really will. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls. Ron in Las Vegas is next. He wants to talk about Mitt Romney. And by the way, I am so PO'd at Mitt Romney. He willingly takes the endorsement of the president, and then on the day before he is sworn in as a U.S. senator from Utah, he's trashing the president. Not just his policy, but his honesty, his character. I mean, this is character assassination at its very worst from a guy who couldn't close the deal. Mitt Romney had his chance to be president, and he blew it. Anyway, we'll get to more of your calls coming up. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
From any open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. Time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost, the list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Get to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. For those of you that may just be tuning in for the first time, my name is Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. We are the only statewide conservative talk show of record in the state of Nevada. We also serve the Coachella Valley Palm Springs, Rancho Mirage, Indian Wells, and we have fun. We have fun each and every day. One of the things we do is we connect people from all across the state of Nevada and SoCal, and we talk about the issues of the day. Today we've been talking a lot about Mitt Romney, who after accepting the endorsement of the President of the United States is now out in the New York Times with an op-ed piece criticizing, savaging the President of the United States, not on the basis of policy necessarily, but of moral character. I would say that is hitting below the belt. What say you? Let's go to Ron in Las Vegas. Ron's listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning. Happy New Year, Ron.
Good morning, Mr. Wald. Happy New Year to you, my friend. God bless you. You know, you and I, the first time I ever met you was back at the Bluebird Cafe back in Nashville, Tennessee, on the top of Hillsboro Road there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was a songwriter, and I used to come in there and do my songs on the stage there. Yeah. Yeah. Twice I appeared there. I didn't win nothing. But remember they had a $100 prize for the
winner? That's right. That's right. That's right. I got to tell you, that goes back a ways for me. That's incredible.
Yeah. And then the next time I met you was at the Rhythm Kitchen.
Yep.
When you were putting on a thing there with the presidential thing.
Oh, yeah, the debate watch party.
Yeah, I introduced myself. My name was Ron Gastone, and that's when I met Reagan Babe that night. And I told her, we introduced each other, and then I told her, I said, Reagan, you don't want to bother with me because I'm a patriot. I'm a rebel. I'm an American rebel patriot from 1776. But anyway, it was great at the Rhythm Kitchen, and that was the night that I announced to everybody that that our next president was going to be Mr. Trump. Okay? Now, getting back to why I called was Romney. Romney has always been a backslider ever since I can remember. I'm 73 years old. So, you know, he ain't talking. We're not talking to no millennium. I've been in politics all my life. I can just, all they got to do is open their mouth for 5 minutes and I can tell you he's a liar. In the meantime,
yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
No, I was going to say, it's that old line. How do you know? If a lawyer is lying and all of a sudden they go, when he's opening his mouth.
You compare to people. One person comes and believes in a cult, and the other person believes in the greatness of America. Now, who would you pick? The cult man?
Nope.
Or the man that wants to make our country the greatest country in the world?
And by the way, Ron, he is already, I mean, you look at the accomplishments in the first 2 years, I mean,
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's incredible. Sean Hannity, I think it was last night, ran through a whole list of these things, and they put a full-screen graphic of all the things that this president did in the first 2 years. The problem is...
Unbelievable.
The problem is, and by the way, Ron, it is great to reconnect with you, man. Thanks so much. Jeff Gillen from News 3 came in. Go to News 3. Just to Google News 3 Vegas, and you'll see the story about changes politically in 2019. And they came by and they did a little piece with me. And in fact, I did a little piece with Jeff Gillen. I put him on the spot. I asked him the questions for a change. And as usual, he was very, very, very good. But Jeff Gillen did a great piece. And they asked me what I expected out of Washington, and I said, not much. It's going to be great political theater. They may get impeachment out of the House, but it's going nowhere after that. And I guess the point I tried to make to Jeff, and maybe not in a very articulate way, was that I don't expect much from Congress except gridlock over the course of the next 2 years. Now I wish it weren't so, but I think it is. I think you've got Democrats hell-bent on all they want to talk about. I mean, first of all they want to do is get rid of Trump. That's all. That is their sole mission in life. That's all they want to do. Yeah, sad but true. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? It's easy. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Go to Steven. Steven, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Mr. Wall, I'm glad I got a chance to follow on again. I got a chance to speak to Reagan Bay the other day immediately after him. And I don't remember if I met him, but it was about the same time I met her. But my take on this Utah character, I've already forgotten his name.
Mitt Romney.
I just don't remember people.
Mitt Romney, of all people.
I just don't remember slime. I don't let it stay in my mind. But I'd like to thank Mr. Romney, or Mr. Slime, however you refer to him, for teaching the American public an important lesson today. We're at war, folks. These globalists are planning on bringing in 600 million people by 2050. Do you think you'll ever have a constitutional republic with 600 million people that need your support? Of course, your taxes will be over 99%, and everybody will be on probably fixed income, and the ones who don't get killed. This is your test, folks. Romney wasn't vetted. He's not a Republican. It's already showing in some of the gentleman from Boston on the Supreme Court. It's already showing he's not a Republican or a conservative either. He's a dyed-in-the-wool liberal. It looks like Trump can do something for 30 or 40 years, but he has to put conservative people on the bench. Now, maybe Kavanaugh wasn't ready for it yet. Maybe he didn't understand the perspective. Maybe he tried to get along. Who knows why? But we aren't vetting Republican candidates. That's why they're all Democrats. When I ran as an Independent American Party candidate, we had Democrats that showed up for our state convention. But they weren't Democrats. They were dyed-in-the-wool conservatives. But in their district, Republicans couldn't win. So they were registered Democrats.
Well, see, that's the problem. That what we need, and this process needs to begin right here, right now. What needs to happen is we need to begin vetting candidates. And organizations like the Conservative Women's PAC, the Battleborn Conservative Women's PAC, they're already in the process of vetting. They're already beginning. Stick around. More to do. Normally, we'd be talking with Wayne Allen Root. He has been pushed back to Friday. Yeah, he's a doctor's office thing. Anyway, we will talk with you. Kayleigh McEnany will join us at 11 right here. Live and local now.
.790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local now. We've been talking a whole bunch of different stuff. We've been talking about Mitt Romney and the crazy, the craziness of a guy that accepts the endorsement of a sitting president, and then the day, and he wins the office, okay? He couldn't win the presidency, but he won the office, okay? the day before he's sworn in as a U.S. senator, he decides to savage the president of the United States. And I'm like, does this really make sense? I'll be honest with you, it does not make sense to me. By the way, did you see this? The president did something really that I love it when he does this. I absolutely love it. When the president opens up the cabinet room and essentially lets the cameras roll, and the president just presides over the cabinet. They opened up a cabinet meeting to the media yesterday, and the president, I thought, was borderline brilliant, as he usually is. And the question came up. Let's go to cut one real quick, see if we can squeeze it in. The cabinet was there, and the president started pontificating about how long, and trying to answer the question, how long is this government shutdown going to go on?
As long as it takes. I mean, look, I'm prepared. I think the people of the country think I'm right. I think the people of this country think I'm right. Again, I could have done nothing. I could have had a lot easier presidency by doing nothing. But I'm here. I want to do it right. And I'm not only talking here. I'm talking about Middle East problems and other problems and North Korea problems.
Can I just ask Mr. Romney, too, why do you think he'll eventually become a team player?
And
do you?
I don't know that he will. I hope he does.
From within the Republican Party.
I don't see it. I think I have the highest rating in the history of I was just looking at that poll. I don't know why, but they like me. They say I'm the most popular president in the history of the Republican Party. You see the same polls as I do. A number that is hard to believe, considering I never get fair press or good press. How do I have these numbers when I get bad press? Because people see the job we're doing.
No, that's exactly what it is. And all they have to be, you know, all you have to do is just put up a full screen graphic like Sean Hannity did last night with all of the accomplishments of this president. It's incredible. But it's true. You do that. That's why I keep wondering when we keep hearing that Mitt Romney wants to run for president and that Jeff Flake wants to run for president and other Republicans that are at least thinking about it. Don't they know that is like a suicide mission? Can you imagine the first guy that comes out and starts an exploratory committee on the Republican side? Can you imagine what kind of a bloodbath that'll be like? Should somebody, I mean, I've had some people tell me, Kev, you know, we really need some sort of a primary for the president where he can vet all of his ideas and the American people can make the decision, or at least Republicans can make the decision on whether they want another 4 years of the president of the United States. This president of the United States. Let's go to Frank. Frank, happy new year. You're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kevin. I want to comment on a couple of your last statements real quick. And I can't beat this dead horse enough. The Hilda Beast literally could have whacked a newborn baby on national TV, and 47%. She will still to this day garner that same 47%. That is how messed up our country is. There is no compromise. Or, you know, I'd like to grab our president by the coattail collars of his jacket and say, there is no negotiating with a Marxist. They have, they are ideologue. They have some delusion of utopia that has never occurred on this planet. and going on, going back to FDR, our second or third communist president that we had, Wilson, what a hideous man, and a racist bigot, by the way.
And by the way, Frank, do you know yes. what they're trying to get? Speaking of FDR, they're thinking of this Green New Deal. And have you heard what's in this Green New Deal?
It's getting into our back pocket. It's getting into all our pockets, our banks, our pockets. And my point is, let me get this out. FDR said you can't have unions in government. It's blatant extortion. The California Prisons Guards Union, they support open borders. Why? 33%. Actually, probably 40% are illegals in the prisons. It's job security. And something's very wrong with our species, Kevin, when it's F you, me. F you, me. Thank you, buddy.
There you go. That's Frank. The world of Frank. Now, but can I tell you something, though, that I've been thinking about this a lot. In fact, I did a lot of thinking over the break. And it's one of the things where... when I do take time off for the show, I get out from under the day-to-day preparing for the show. And I get to do, like, kind of a big think, you know? One of the things I've come up with is the whole notion that government can do everything for us. This new Green Deal or whatever this is they're talking about, that the Democrats are talking about, it includes that basic guaranteed income. And you've heard what that is. A number of cities have tried. They've done a little experiment. They take 1,000 families. And they pay them each $500 a month. Essentially what it is, it's welfare. Because they're essentially going to have to tax people like you and me to pay... so that these 500 or 1,000 families can get their $500 a month. You and I are going to pay for it. It's the collective all over again. Now, let me just ask you. Because there are a lot of people that are out there, and maybe within the sound of my voice, that like the idea of, for instance, those displaced by robots. And this has been talked about, I know, in Seattle and some other places around the country. The whole notion of if you are replaced by a robot, if you're a postal worker, let's say, and all of a sudden there is a kiosk there, and so your job is eliminated, you would end up being compensated. Not just by unemployment, but by a livable wage. Does that make sense to you? This whole notion that the government is here to make you whole. That's what they're talking about now in Washington with the new Democrat majority in the House. That's what they're going to be talking about in Carson City. Come February. And Friday, or I guess next Monday, we're going to swear in a new governor. Governor-elect Steve Sisolak will become Governor Sisolak. Now, there's somebody I'd like to talk to. And I'm going to make an effort in the next couple of days to see if I can make us a part of Governor Sisolak's first official acts and see if indeed we can get a chance to visit with the guy that's going to become governor on Monday, Steve Sisolak. We've had him in studio before. He is not a bad guy. I don't know whether he is the good Governor Sisolak or the bad Governor Sisolak. The moderate Steve Sisolak, or the flaming liberal to the left of Chris G., Steve Sisolak? I would really like to find that out. We'll endeavor to do that. See if maybe next week he has some time for us. And be a part of our show. Stick around. More to do as we continue. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now. It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're not gonna take it. Hell, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna.
are your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of Real Water. You know, with Real Water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since Real Water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real Water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just two for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. You want to save even more money? Do what I do. Do what Wayne Allen Root does. Try realwaterhomedelivery.com. You save tons of dough on your Real Water, and they bring it right to your home. I love it. Check it out right now. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. That's RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. Back to your phone calls we go. Kayleigh McEnany, national spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee, will join us at the top of the hour. And we'll find out what the ascension of Nancy Pelosi and all the stuff that's going on in our nation's capital, the fact that we're going to have a Democrat House of Representatives. I know it's not a pleasant thought, but can I tell you something? Let them have their fun. There's another election coming up in 2020, and that's why we need to begin vetting candidates, really good candidates here in the state of Nevada, to win back all of these seats that have gone blue, red seats, retirements. That's what we've got to be focusing on. And let the political kabuki theater reign supreme in Washington. That's really what we need to do. Let's go to Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Happy New Year, my friend.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. I hope you had a blue Christmas. Well, I mean a white Christmas.
Yeah.
Listen, you're talking about some families. They're testing a thing with like 1,000 families, 500 a month each, if they're laid off or they're below a certain poverty level. Well, I'll tell you the truth. I wouldn't mind paying $100 more a year in taxes if they could feed their children or feed their families. I don't think it's going to hurt you or me or whatever. Maybe you do, but if there's people who need it to feed their families, come on. You know, is it going to make that much difference? I don't think so.
Let me ask you, what's going to happen when, let's just say, we have 1 million families who produce revenue, they produce wealth, and they instantly transfer half of that wealth to the poor people that have no money? At what point?
Well, they're not going to give.
Excuse me?
Yeah, but they're not going to give half their money. They're not going to give half their money to people. What do you mean transfer half their wealth? I'm talking about an increase in taxes of a certain amount, 100 a year, 200 a year. If millions of people, a million people did that at 100 a year, it's not half their wealth. I mean, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't give half of everything I
have. Well, that's what Bill Gates is willing to do. Bill Gates, he's requesting other billionaires to give up half their wealth, and
well, fine if they want to do it. It's not a law, though. If he wants to do it, fine. If I'm going to do it, I give 100%. But there's no law that says I have to. And my final point is, I had an inside source. I want to tell you how Trump really stands on the wall. Do you know? He stands on top.
Oh, you're so funny. That's Clinical Carl. And he always has something that's not very funny that he purports to be funny. He has an odd, let's just say he has an odd sense of humor. I want you to hear, there are a couple of things that I need for you to hear. This Mitt Romney thing has me absolutely stoked. The fact that this guy got the endorsement of the President of the United States and now is trashing the President of the United States makes no sense, no sense at all. Let's go to cut five. This is Mitt Romney with Jake Tapper, I guess, yesterday on CNN, trying to answer the question, will he endorse Trump and his reelection bid. Here it is.
I think it's early to make that decision, and I want to see what the alternatives are. But I've pointed out there are places where we agree and a whole series of policy fronts. But there are places that I think the president can, if you will, elevate his game and do a better job to help bring us together as a nation.
Is there any chance that you might emerge as an alternative to President Trump and run against him for president in the primaries in 2020?
No. You may have heard I ran before. Yeah. I've had that experience. And by the way, I acknowledge the president was successful and I was not. He did something I couldn't do. He won. And I recognize that and appreciate that. But no, I'm not running again. And we'll see whether someone else does in a Republican primary or not. But time will tell.
This guy, if I could start a petition in Utah to in some way impeach him. But how do you impeach him before he takes the oath? Huh? Anybody? This guy is a slime ball. I don't trust him. I know that Trump doesn't trust him. It's why he didn't make him his Secretary of State. I mean, it's just bizarre. Coming up in our next hour, Kayleigh McEnany. She's been on our program. She is as close to being a co-host as you can get in conservative talk radio. I mean, she deserves a, you know, if this were a movie, she would deserve a screen credit. But one of the things I'm going to ask her about is this whole Mitt Romney thing. And you know what's weird? Even his niece, Ronna Romney McDaniel, essentially trashed him. I mean, how can somebody accept an endorsement? And, of course, Romney's snarky reply is, well, remember, he endorsed me. I didn't endorse him. Oh, okay. I thought it was amazing. I really honestly did. I thought it was flat out amazing. One of the things we're going to do, though, Kayleigh McEnany will join us. Also, Lou Dobbs went ballistic. And I always love it. Lou Dobbs, who's been on, he was on CNN for the longest time. He's been he's a financial guy, but he loves to talk politics. And he does on his Fox Business show every day. He and Ed Rollins absolutely blew up Mitt Romney. How'd he do it? We'll let you know coming up in our next segment. Is that fair? Stick around. More to do. It is Thursday. And don't forget, Wayne Allen Root will join us tomorrow. Okay? You're not going to miss him. He'll be on tomorrow. I promise. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust, and another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.